MyBridge Radio. That was then, this is now. It's Josh Wilson this morning on MyBridge Radio. Thanks for being with Stan and me today. You hear Marilee Bradley on a regular basis sharing a mother's heart for God right here on MyBridge Radio. Well, Marilee, of course, is a very busy mom of six young children. So, Marilee, thanks for being able to take the time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me on. And first things first, I have to say hi to my son, Danny, because last time he heard me on the radio, he was crying and saying, hi, Mom, and why do you not say hi to me, Mom? So I told him, next time, Danny, I say hi, Danny, first thing, and you'll know.
That's good.
He was so upset why I wouldn't respond to him, so yes.
Got that covered. What a great mom. You know, every time you get on, I'm expecting you to sound out of breath because, you know, with six kiddos in the home, you are quite busy. So how's it going with the six kids?
It's going great. I mean, I'd be out of breath if it was a sprint, but it's not. It's a marathon.
There you go.
It is. Yes, it's exhausting at times, but we are loving it.
Well, it might be a marathon for the mom, but when I'm looking at those little kids, not just yours, but all the kids, they're sprinting. So
that is a fact. Yes.
Well, first of all, let me say happy Mother's Day to you, Marilee, and thanks for joining us for this kind of week of Mother's Day. And we want to talk about something a little different in a sense, I guess, maybe a different angle at Mother's Day. We want to talk about being the adult children of our mothers, you know? So what does it mean to look towards our moms as adult children? Obviously, you're going to speak kind of from a woman's standpoint, a daughter, but it applies across the board as well. So I think us guys are going to take plenty away from this morning as well. So we're excited to dive into that topic with you today.
Yes, I was excited to talk about it. I think Mother's Day kind of reminds us as we're receiving the cards from our kids that, yeah, it's one big cycle, and our parenting is so impacted by the relationships we have with our own parents.
We're going to be back to continue our conversation with Marilee Bradley in just about 20 minutes, so stay tuned. Through All of It, that's Colton Dixon this morning on MyBridge Radio. Appreciate you listening and joining Stan and me today. In light of Mother's Day on Sunday, we wanted to have a conversation with Marilee Bradley today, who is a mom of six young children and lives in Lincoln.
So Marilee, this morning we're talking about being the adult children of our moms, and so excited to talk to you about that this morning. Kind of first up, the thing I want to talk about is, you know, what does it really mean to honor your mother? Now, obviously the Bible says that the first commandment with a promise is honor your father and your mother. And we often think about that with little kids, right? I mean, we remember hearing that as a little kid, you're supposed to honor your mom. And so we kind of orient when we were little, and we use it with our kids. But the thing that's interesting to me, one day I was reading through the Gospels, and Jesus was talking, he was rebuking the Pharisees, basically. And he was talking about how you tell people that they should give all their money away and basically put them in a position where they don't have anything left for their parents. But in that, he talks about you don't allow them then to honor their father and their mother. What's really struck me out of it is Jesus was using that verse of honoring your father and your mother with adults towards their parents, not with kids. Now, it applies to kids, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But my point is, it also applies to us as adults, that we have that same biblical responsibility, even as adult children, to honor our parents. So what does that mean to you? How do you think about honoring your mom as an adult?
For me, that feels like an easy thing to do in some ways because I have a good relationship with my mom and because my mom loves the Lord and we have that commonality together. It means that I involve her in my life, that I care about her needs and who she is as a person, that I speak positively about her to my kids, to my spouse, that I care for her. But I think because it is a commandment, I think about it differently, that this must apply to everybody, even the situations where you don't have a parent that you would just naturally honor or that you think of with honor. Like, God still wants us to honor those parents. Yes, it can be easy to honor good parents, but that we need to be honoring all of our parents, even if their decisions aren't things that we would agree with.
Yeah, and part of that, Marilee, as you're saying that, is there is a difference between honor and respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there may be some that are listening this morning that just unfortunately their parents have violated some things that have really hurt their respect of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you can't honor them as your parents still.
Music to help keep us connected to God, My Bridge Radio. It's Drops in the Ocean by Hawk Nelson. Thanks for being with Stan and me on your Wednesday. In preparations for Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. We're talking to her about our relationship with mothers as adult children.
Marilee, let's talk about what does it mean to be leaving and cleaving? What does that look like in relationship with our parents?
Mom would often jokingly say that the Bible says for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, but it says nothing about the daughter. She never needs to leave. That's always a continuing relationship. I don't think that is necessarily the biblical mandate. I think we do have to start our own families, and in so many ways we continue on the traditions of our parents. We have the legacy of our parents, and we want to continue to keep them involved, but ultimately we have to say, yes, this is our new family unit, and draw those healthy boundaries around it, even if my mom wants to still be involved. We find a way to make that work.
It's an interesting dynamic because we've got this biblical mandate of honoring our father and our mother, honoring our mother, and that doesn't end when we become adults. It doesn't end when we get married. So there's this dynamic of leaving and cleaving, but yet still maintaining an honoring position with your parents, which sometimes means that some things might happen because of this new relationship with your spouse that, is a little frustrating or uncomfortable for your parents, different than they would have wished. Mm-hmm. So talk about that dynamic, just the trickiness of at times conflicting relationships between your new spouse and your parents who you still need to honor.
Mm-hmm. When we decided to pursue adoption, that was kind of a difficult decision for them. It took them a little while to get behind that, and I think they saw some problems that could come down the road, and they were concerned about that for us. And my mom expressed those concerns, and I listened to those things, and it was hard for me in some ways to say, I hear what you're saying. That's not the choice I'm going to make, that we as a family here are going to make our own decision to pursue this. And I remember having to say to my mom, you are my mom, and what you most want for me is my comfort and my happiness, but that may not be what God wants for me in this situation. God may be calling me to risk, and maybe it's not going to end beautifully. Maybe it is going to be really hard, but that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing for us to do. And my mom was sweetly respectful of that, and she has an amazing relationship with our kids and is a huge proponent of adoption now. And I don't think anything she said was even wrong. It was wise counsel. But there had to come a moment for me to say, you want this for me, but this is what God's asking for me to do. And she respected that, which I'm thankful for. Mm.
I love what you're saying there. So you involved your parents, your mom, in your decision-making process. You heard their hearts out. You received their counsel. And then you and your husband made your decision.
Yes. So while we don't have to obey them, we want to know what they think because we do have a respect for them.
Bringing Nebraska together, My Bridge Radio. It's Chris Tomlin. Whom shall I fear? Good morning. Thanks for being with Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. Now, Marilee is a mom of 6 young children, but she's joining us just days before Mother's Day, not to talk about her kids, but to talk about her mom.
So, Marilee, as we're talking this morning about honoring our mothers as adult children, for many of us, becoming adult children means becoming married, which we just talked about, but then it means having kids, which means our mothers become grandmothers. So talk about what it means to honor your mother as the grandmother of your kids.
I think there's 2 parts to that. I think the one thing is when you have a mother in your life that you trust and that you want to be really involved with your kids, it's so important to facilitate that in whatever way you can. And I've had to learn, having 6 kids, that pretty much nobody wants to watch 6 kids. Like, that is a big task for me on a daily basis. I'm really not going to dump that on my parents, as much as they adore each and every one of my 6 kids. So it becomes a task for me to say, how do I facilitate every one of my kids having a relationship with their grandma? And that may mean individual time with her. And I love to see that. And they benefit so much from that.
What I love about what you're saying there, Marilee, is that you're not waiting for your mother to initiate towards you and towards your kids. Because one of the things I've thought about often is for a mom to initiate towards their adult children, it's awkward. I mean, not that they shouldn't do any, but it's awkward because they don't know when you're busy. They don't know what you want, don't want. So to me, they need to be invited in. And so whether it's into your life before children or once you have children, I think the most appropriate and most less messy, not that it doesn't get messy still, but the less messy is when we as adult children invite our parents into our lives and into our lives of our children.
It opens you up to some risk for you to ask for those things. But I do think it's important to be able to say, you know, Grandma, we want you involved here. This kid needs that relationship with you. And we have to give our parents space to do what feels comfortable to them and what they can handle without judging them against somebody else's parent situation.
We'll be continuing our conversation with Marilee Bradley in just a few moments. Right now, it's Toby Mack along with Lecrae, Forgiveness. Helping to keep us connected to God, MyBridge Radio. It's Hillsong United and their latest called Touch the Sky. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. Our guest today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now she is joining us to have a conversation highlighting motherhood in honor of Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
So as we're talking this morning about honoring our parents, honoring specifically our mothers as adult children, we talked about inviting them into the lives of our kids. So in the midst of that, there does need to be often in some clarity or boundaries, and even rightly so, even for the benefit of your mom, of the moms, so they know what's okay. You know, otherwise it's like, am I meddling? Am I not meddling? What's okay? What's appropriate? What's in bounds? So when we talk about boundaries, we're not just talking about what's keeping, you know, mothers out of our lives. It's about what's also appropriately involving them in our lives. So talk to us about boundaries with mothers being involved with your family.
Yes, we've had some situations where if we've left our kids with my parents for, you know, a number of days, or if it was overnight, where I've had to sit down with the child and with my parents and say, these are the discipline methods we have told Grandma and Grandpa they can use with you, because they've got to have some tools. You know, they're going to need that, and they need to be empowered by us to say, these are the boundaries we've set up in this relationship. And I think on top of that, there can be bigger boundaries if you say, you know what, this may not be a safe situation for my child to be left alone with these grandparents, either because there's a history of problems or because even the health of grandparents maybe doesn't seem like they're going to be able to take care of those kids overnight. So there's got to be compassionate ways to say, you know what, I have to make a decision that considers the needs of my child ahead of even my own guilt feelings about what I want for my parents or what they're pressuring me about or what I feel like they need. It has to be about what the kids need.
That's pretty challenging, isn't it? Again, because we've grown up with our parents and they've been our major influencers, and we do love and want to honor them. But sometimes we have to create boundaries that they don't want us to create. That's when things can get pretty touchy.
Yes. I had a wonderful upbringing with great parents. I have also raised a lot of kids that did not have that same kind of blessing. And I think sometimes in our more sheltered Christian circles, we cannot even fathom the trauma that some adults have been through at the hands of their own families, and that they're going to need to be more serious about those boundaries, about protecting their kids, about protecting themselves. Even if parents maybe could be trusted with these grandkids, that it may provide further emotional harm for them if they have to dig in real deep there. But I think I have a tendency to think, well, if we're all just nice enough, everything will be fixed. And that's not the case for everybody. There are toxic relationships that we have to be really careful about.
My Bridge Radio, That's Greater by Mercy Me. Thanks for being with Stan and me on your Wednesday morning. With Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, we wanted to have a conversation with Marilee Bradley this morning. She is a mom of six young children who lives in Lincoln.
So, Marilee, as we're talking this morning about being adult children of our mothers, at some point, we don't always think this way, but at some point, we're going to be the parents of adult children, which actually it does seem that way for me and Gordon, because we are. But for you, those days are coming with six young kids. But talk to us about what does it mean to parent your kids now so that when they are the adults, they have a proper relationship back with you and things go well.
Yes, I see from the day that baby is born, is placed in my arms, it is just like an 18-year letting go process. That can be really depressing at times, but I think, what kind of a relationship do I want to have with this child when they leave my home and I can't control it anymore? You know, I can't say, come give mom a hug. They've got to choose if they want to do that or not. I want to have invested in them in ways where that relationship feels natural and safe and healthy, and they want to bring their kids over. And we talk about that now all the time, like how much fun I'm going to have as the grandma to their kids. I feel like I'm trying to build that into them, that understanding that I am always going to be your mom. I'm always going to care about what you're doing, even when you're off getting to make your own choices.
I like what you're saying there again, Marilee. It's about relationship, right? A lot of things change when a child leaves our home, but the one thing that can continue to bind them to us in a good, healthy, life-giving way is a relationship. And that relationship, once they leave, I don't want to be hopeless here because it's possible. You can make the investment, but it's a whole lot more challenging to try to build. And typically, if you're having to build after they leave, you're having to repair also.
Right.
A whole lot more challenging after they leave than to establish that relationship while they're in the home that then carries you and them on to even sweeter times as adult children.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all about that letting go of control. And right now with my toddlers, I have all the control. Like, they maybe pick out what shirt they want in the morning, but, you know, it's pretty limited. So I have to realize at some point that's going to be all out of my hands, and the relationship I have with my children is going to be determined by them and their spouses. The relationship I have with my grandkids is going to be determined by them. So how do I want to invest and build into them in ways that they want that relationship with me, that they don't get to adulthood and say, finally, I'm free of that. So that's not what I want. We can't always control that, but I want to do what I can to invest in that relationship now.
Well, Marilee, again, we so much appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule and with all the kids around to be with us this morning and just to share from your heart great things for us to be thinking about. And a happy Mother's Day to you, and thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to the moms, the foster moms, the waiting moms, to all of the women out there that are being honored by kids, the kids that they love.